Okay, this is the review for International Awareness, Semester 3, Final Exam. Number one is the essay. The essay is about the topic discrimination, prejudice, and identity. What do you think about these issues? Write from personal experience. So something that happened to you. It could be something you saw. Even a movie is okay. Or something from your past. All right, that's 100 words. Next is keywords. From Miss Austi and from the Philippines. The first one is Catholic. Catholic is the religion that's most popular in the Philippines. The most popular religion in the Philippines. 85% of the people in the Philippines are Catholic. The next one, over 7,000 islands. The Philippines is a country made of over 7,000 islands. Next is Manila. Manila is the name of the biggest city in the Philippines, and it's the capital of the Philippines. Next, Miss Austi's hometown is in Calamba, Laguna. That's the name of Miss Austi's hometown. Next, Miss Austi's job. Miss Austi works as a legal translator and a language teacher. If you don't understand, look in the dictionary. Next, a person, Jose Rizal. Jose Rizal is the national hero of the Philippines. He fought against the Spanish. All right. The next one is Fernando Marcos. Marcos was a president in the 70s and 80s. And he was a bad president because he stole from the country. Next, after President Marcos, the next president was Corazon Aquino. And Aquino was a good president. And she was a woman. So she is the president that came after Marcos. Next, JFC, or Japanese Filipino Children. This is the name of the volunteer group that Ms. Austi helps. These are children whose fathers are Japanese and mothers are from the Philippines, but their fathers are missing. So Ms. Austi teaches them about Japan. All right, this is the next one is Spain. The Philippines was a colony of Spain for over 300 years. That's why many things have Spanish names. Next is Japan. The Philippines was a colony of Japan for a little while. Then the USA. The Philippines was also the colony of the USA after Japan. Next is Tagalog. Tagalog is the name of the Filipino language. It's the name of the language spoken in Manila. And some people, many people can speak this language, but not everybody. The next is English. English is the other, another national language of the Philippines. English is, everybody uses English in school. And the government uses English. So there's two official languages, Tagalog and English. Then, in Tagalog, there's a few phrases. For example, good morning, magandang umaga, and delicious, masarap, and thank you, salamat. Please listen to these on the page. Next is about Gulod High School. Gulod High School is the name of the high school Mr. Walsh visited and we studied about. In Gulod High School, they pray every day before school starts because so many people are Catholic that it's normal to pray at school. At Gulod High School, every student wears a uniform. Uniform. All students wear uniforms. They like to wear uniforms. Most people like to wear uniforms. And then in the Philippines, high school teachers are mostly women. Most teachers are women. And then singing and dancing. When Mr. Walsh visited the high school, many students were singing and dancing. They love to sing and dance. All right, now some key words from discrimination, prejudice, and identity. First of all, Auschwitz. Auschwitz is the name of the place in Poland where Germany kept all of the different people. So they kept the Jewish people and the Gypsy people all in a big camp called Auschwitz. Next is racial mania. Racial mania means when the government tries to find out who is from what ethnic group, and everybody's thinking about that, who is from what race or ethnic group. And this was the real problem in Europe that led to Auschwitz. The next is Gypsy. Gypsy is a name for Sinti and Roma ethnic groups. These ethnic groups move around and don't live in one place. They travel and they often they're entertainers. Or they sell things. Anyway, these people were also killed at Auschwitz. The next one is Jewish. Jewish is a religion, but it's also an ethnic group. And many Jewish people were killed at Auschwitz. Next is ethnic group. Ethnic group is a group of people that have the same religion or the same roots or the same history. That's called an ethnic group. Next is the gas chamber. A gas chamber is the place in Auschwitz where they killed many people by having them breathe poison gas. It's a room. Okay, the next one is alien registration card. Every foreigner in Japan has to carry an alien registration card. It's an ID card, identification card. And Mr. Walsh has one of these cards. But also, other people who were born in Japan have these cards because their grandparents or great-grandparents or parents were from another country, like Korea or China. And the next one is fingerprint. Fingerprint is a picture of the pattern on your finger. And the fingerprints used to be on the alien registration card. Now, alien registration cards don't have fingerprints, but they used to, and this was a problem. All right. The text that we learned my text about Auschwitz, Mr. Lee's text, Teru Takahashi's text, and the EP student's text. And many people, these different people had different views. For example, here, I am Korean, not Japanese. Mr. Lee says this. So this is about identity. Mr. Lee says, I am Korean, not Japanese. Also, Mr. Lee says, be careful about language. Be careful about language. Some people say Japanese teachers and native teachers, but Mr. Lee is not Japanese, so he doesn't like it when everybody says Japanese, meaning anybody in Japan, because not everybody in Japan is Japanese. All right, next, Teru Takahashi. He's my friend. A mountain bike racer. He says, I am me. And so he doesn't say, I am Korean. He says, I am me. So he doesn't care about nationality. Okay, next one. Remember, Mr. Lee learned about being Korean in university. In high school, Mr. Lee wasn't so interested in nationality or identity, but in university, he learned about being Korean. Next, about Teru, my friend Teru Takahashi, he was forced to use a Korean name in elementary school. So in elementary school, they told him to use his Korean name, but he didn't know that he has a Korean name. Anyway, the next is the one about the EP student. And the EP student felt racially profiled when spoken to in English by strangers. So racially profiled means that somebody thinks something about you because of how you look. So it's a little bit like discrimination, because someone thinks they know you because of how you look, and that was being racially profiled, and that's how the EP student feels sometimes. All right. Next one is a complaint from Miss Austi. Miss Austi feels that she doesn't like it when people think she was a hostess, or they think she is a hostess because she's from the Philippines. Because people have an image that everybody from the Philippines is a hostess that works in a bar, but she never has. All right. Next one is discrimination. Discrimination and prejudice. Discrimination means that you treat someone differently because of where they're from, or their ethnic group, or their religion. So it's a matter of different rules being treated differently. Different rules for different people. So perhaps the alien registration card is discrimination. The next one is prejudice. Prejudice is very similar, but prejudice means you think you know something about somebody because of where they're from, or their ethnic group, or their religion. So if you think that if you think you know something about somebody because of the group you think they're in, this is prejudice. So discrimination is sabetsu, and prejudice is senyugang. So a little bit different. All right, so good luck with the test, and see you next year. Bye-bye.